Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with founder Mary LaHaye of the Iowa Friends of Companion Animals about dog breeding and puppy mills in Iowa. This is part one of a two-part interview. First, can you tell us a little bit about what the group Iowa Voters for Companion Animals does here in Iowa?
Sure. We have two organizations. One is Iowa Friends of Companion Animals and the other is Iowa Voters for Companion Animals. They're both dedicated to working on addressing the issues associated with the commercial dog breeding industry in Iowa. We have the second largest number of USDA licensed dog breeders in the nation. These are the breeders who produce puppies that are sold into the wholesale market for distribution to pet stores all over the country. And the conditions in many of them is really woefully inadequate, and we're working to address that.
And last year there was some legislation here in Iowa that I know some local advocates spoke in favor of at our local legislative briefings.
Good.
Are there any bills that you're hoping to see passed this legislative session in regards to the care for these puppies and dogs in the facilities?
Sure. Well, the bill last year did not pass. So we're back in this year probably with the exact same bill. It hasn't gotten started yet. We're hopeful that it will. So it'll be the same bill. What it does is provide for state-level oversight of these facilities. Right now, they are only inspected by the USDA. And of the top dog breeding states, ours is one of the only states that doesn't also have state oversight. And the significance of that is that the USDA is not required to uphold our state animal cruelty statute. So if they encounter something that qualifies for that statute, they don't have to do anything about it. And we absolutely have situations where statute could be implemented, but it's not. But if we had state level oversight, that would happen.
Is this something that happens locally? Is this in Washington County?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Sometimes people think it's happening elsewhere. It's hard for them to see that it's nearby. What are things that people can do if they feel compelled to help with this cause?
Well, there have been people who've been trying to do something about this for many years. Very often times people think that just educating the public is enough to try to get people to not purchase puppies from these places, and then the supply and demand would result in these places no longer existing. Well, the fact of the matter is that most of the puppies coming out of these places are exported elsewhere across the country. So we here in Iowa can't affect all of that all over the country. New York is a big outlet for Iowa puppies, Florida, Chicago. We can't affect the buying patterns in those areas. But what we can affect is how well the adult dogs in these breeding facilities are being treated here locally. And that means that we need better laws to provide for that, because apparently the breeders don't, many of them simply do not do that on their own. They don't do that of their own accord. They need to be incented to do it. So we need better laws. So we need people to go to our website, actually, and there's a Take Action tab. And if you go there, you sign up to receive our e-newsletter alerts, our calls to action when we're in the Capitol getting these bills passed. And we make it so super simple. All you have to do is generate a one or two line statement to your state legislators and send it off, and with our system, it goes straight to them. You don't even have to know who your legislator is. It's nice to know who they are, but you don't even have to know who it is. So we need people to get behind us as we're working to get these laws. Of course, not buying from these facilities is obviously also a good thing to do. And the only way that I can recommend that people ensure that that's not happening is if you ever want to buy a puppy, you have to visit the facility. You have to meet the mother of that puppy. You have to see where she lives. And if you're denied or you are unable to do that for any reason, like buying over the internet or buying from a pet store, chances are you're supporting this really cruel industry.
That's been today's Washington Page interview with Mary LaHaye of the Iowa Friends of Companion Animals, speaking about dog breeders and puppy mills in Iowa. This is part one of a two-part interview. To hear the rest of our conversation, listen to Monday's Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.